Pensacola. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. Quick heads up here, 76 degrees right now in the Pensacola area. It's going to warm up pretty quickly here, though, to about mid-80s. And around 10, 11 o'clock, we got a pretty severe, like 76% chance of thunderstorms at that point in time. So this was supposed to be the day we're supposed to be free of thunderstorms, but no. Well, it looks like we're probably going to get some rain later this afternoon as well, and then some spotty showers. Looking at our ThreatNet radar, there's a little bit of a system to the west of us, but it'll be a while. Like I said, probably 10 or 11 o'clock before it gets here. So, and then we'll see after that. So we'll check it out. Coming up here later this hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about Disney having some more fallout from, I don't know if it's just the economy or is it people not liking the wokeness or is it, you know, what's going on? So we'll talk about that as well as people with out-of-state driver's licenses in certain states that their driver's license will not be considered valid in Florida. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to start off with a local story here. City of Pensacola trying to, or switching, not trying, but they have 87 vehicles and they are switching to renewable natural gas. 87 vehicles that were already powered by compressed natural gas, but now they will be powered by renewable natural gas. So initially in listening to this story or checking out this story, I thought, okay, so the city's switching their vehicles to natural gas powered vehicles. Pretty cool. But then I realized, okay, no, these are already powered by natural gas. So we already have 87 that are being powered by natural gas. It includes a garbage truck and some recycling trucks. And all they're doing is going, hey, we already have natural gas vehicles. We're just going to make sure the natural gas now is renewable natural gas. And what the heck is renewable natural gas? I'll leave the butt jokes alone. We're recapturing gas from a landfill that would be going to the atmosphere. So therefore, we're kind of killing two birds with one stone. We're not wasting methane from a landfill and we're not producing any toxins out of a tailpipe. So that's from the Pensacola Energy Director, Daryl Singleton. So, that was one thing I got to admit. I didn't realize you could get any kind of renewable. It doesn't seem like renewable natural gas, though. Like, to me, renewable is like you use something. I guess I'm thinking recycled, but still, it's like I'm used something, but then I can use it again, right? And this is gas that's obtained from a landfill. It's not like we used the gas already. We dumped it in the landfill and now it's going out. No, it's the landfill's emitting methane gas and they're capturing those fumes. How do they do that? Like a big balloon that just captures it? Or they got a vacuum? Oh, that's right. They have a special natural gas vacuum that sucks all the natural gas out of the, or the methane gas out of the landfill. I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. So this is part of the city's goal to use 30% renewable energy by 2030. A story that, to me, is actually bigger as it pertains to transportation here in the Pensacola area pertains to ECAT. I'll talk about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
It looks like everything's running smoothly. Thanks so much, Bobby. We're not showing any slowdowns right now. Milton clear. Taking a look at Shemukla Highway, Woodbine, and Berry Hill. They're all clear. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Free Wi-Fi is now available on all ECAT buses. Okay, look, I don't really ride the bus that much. Once in a blue moon, don't have a vehicle, you know, vehicles down or something like this. I'm like, I'll just take the bus, you know, but it's not my regular transportation. But now you're throwing some free Wi-Fi on there. All right. And one of the reports I was reading was saying that it's going to be like high speed internet. They were saying you can catch up on work emails. Duh. Well, that's pretty easy. But it says you can even attend virtual meetings. So have like a Zoom meeting, a Google Meet or something like that. Well, you need to have pretty good bandwidth to be able to have a Zoom meeting. I don't know necessarily if I want to be doing my Zoom meeting on the bus, though. Hey, what's that guy doing behind you there, Bobby? What's it? Is he picking his nose? What's going on with the guys in behind?
Is that's that a great Mary impression, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't think that's a cigarette in his mouth that you've got to go on. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the bus. You know, it is whatever it is whatever it is. You can even stream your favorite shows, according to this report. What? So you can stream your favorite shows like Pornhub? You know that's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Stop playing. So this is what I want to know. How, when you're waiting for the bus, how do you know which bus is the porn bus? You know, the one where everybody on the bus is just like, screw it. I got free Wi-Fi now. And you get on the bus and you're like, why are all these windows tinted black? Oh boy, this is the porn bus. Okay. I don't want to ride this one. Where does that bus go? It just drives around. It just drives around in circles. No particular stops necessary. It just, when you're ready to get off, you just pull the lever and the bus driver just pulls over. Bus driver has headphones on the entire time. So don't even try to honk at that bus. They won't hear you. They're like, nope, I don't want to know what's going on in the back. And so they got blinders on. They got a separate thing. Yes, I just pulled out the worst thing that could happen by giving free Wi-Fi out on ECAT. But then again, it's probably going to happen. I'm just saying. So you're like, hey, kids, let's go for a bus ride. Never mind. Can't do that anymore. It's not safe. It's not safe. You just gave free Wi-Fi to the citizens. And that apparently is so fast you can stream shows. I'm telling you, this is not going to be good. So, no, but in reality, though, I actually do think that's really cool to be able to have that. And it might actually encourage more ridership because I know, like, my family who lives in New York, I mean, that's where they get a lot of the work done is on the commute into work. Is they pull that laptop out and they're working like crazy on their way into work. So, and they're like, yeah, I could drive, but having somebody drive me when I can work at the same time, it makes it, you know, like kills two birds with one stone. So, and that's kind of the benefit here is you could be on the bus and be doing work while somebody's taking you to your destination. So, I do like that idea. I know Pensacola. I know this is going to get dark. At times. So just be aware of that situation. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. If you would like to weigh in, there is a vacuum system that draws the gas, methane. So methane draws the methane. I'm very confused at how renewable natural gas works. But yeah, but I guess I wasn't curious enough to Google it. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 624, 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 84 today with a chance of thunderstorms right around 10 or 11 is your best chances of thunderstorms today, about a 56% chance around that period of time. Then also looking out at the Atlantic and the Gulf, we do have a little bit of a disturbance developing. It is out way out there in the Atlantic, though, so it shouldn't have any effect on Florida. 40% chance of some sort of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours, and that's pretty much it. So pretty peaceful out there in the Atlantic and the Gulf right now as it pertains to hurricane season, as we're right in the middle of it. And, of course, if something does happen, heaven forbid, knock on wood, if we do have storms headed our way, we'll have full hurricane coverage for you, like 24/7. We're on streaming, we're online, we're on air. We cover the storms as they approach. We cover it while it's here. We cover the aftermath. And so we're your hurricane headquarters right here for Pensacola. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. A little light this morning. We do see Highway 98. It looks like right in front of the Walmart Supercenter showing an accident in Navarre, but not showing a roadblock this morning. So hopefully you'll have an easy way to get around there. And if you have a traffic tip, by all means, of course, text it in 437-1620. It's traffic on the fives. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update on News Radio 92.3. Go ahead, David.
FBI Director Christopher Wray scheduled to testify before Congress today. He'll appear before the House Judiciary Committee, where he'll face a number of Republicans who've been increasingly critical of the Justice Department after the indictment of former President Trump. The June inflation report is due out later this morning. Investors are wondering how that could affect the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates. And a former member of the Manson family is free again after 50 years behind bars. Leslie Van Houten had been convicted on two counts of first-degree murder in 1971 for her involvement in the LaBianca murders in Los Angeles in 1969. She was 19 at the time of those murders, and lawyers claim that she had been brainwashed by Charles Manson, so now she has been set free.
You know, I actually just watched that Quentin Tarantino film
In Hollywood? What Happened in Hollywood or whatever
it was called again?
Hollywood, I think.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. I just watched that just recently. It came out in 2019, but I just watched it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I didn't really know what it was about. Just knew it had Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio in it, and it was about an actor or something like this. I didn't realize the premise around it was the Manson murders.
Oh, right.
And the typical Quentin Tarantino fashion, like what he did with Inglourious Bastards, he changed history.
Right.
And in a way that makes you go, yeah, you know, like you just love it. And I did not realize that the premise around that was surrounding the Manson murders. And of course, he changes history with it and makes it where you love what happens to these despicable humans. And so, but yeah, that's an interesting
one
right
there.
That's pretty neat. There's
a flamethrower.
Glorious Bastards, one of my favorites.
Isn't that a great film? Ones. Yeah. Too bad I can't quote
fantastic.
It.
What's that?
I said, too bad we can't quote it on the air right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but it is a great film if you haven't seen it, I think.
A good one.
If you don't mind swears.
I'll put that one on my watch list.
You haven't seen Inglourious Bastards?
Seen it?
I have not.
Oh. Well, I have them all on DVD. Goodness. I don't know if you have a DVD player, but anyway, we'll get it together.
A DVD player?
I know. What's that? Yeah, what I know, sorry. This? I know. I still buy stuff on DVD. I love Tarantino, obviously. So.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I know.
I'm surprised David hasn't seen that one. David, you might want to watch that.
I got to step up my game. I'm slacking here.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably pass with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but Inglourious Basterds, you got to see that one. This is a classic. It's so fantastic. So yeah, Disney. Reporting that they had one of the slowest July 4th weekends that they've had in nearly a decade, according to, I guess, recent data or whatever. I do think, but here's the thing. So some people are going, see, the traffic is down at Disney World. And so this is a more backlash from their woke agenda and things. I actually disagree with this, that assessment. Disney has been overcrowded for a very, very, very long time. Disney has been trying to figure out how to reduce traffic and crowds at Disney World. They know it's too much. They know that a 3-hour wait for a ride is too much. So they've been trying to figure out how to reduce it. And you know what they've been doing? They've been trying to raise rates. And so they've been trying to raise the prices because they'll know that'll cut people out. But you know what they found out last year? Last year report came out. They found that 64% of the people who visit Disney World go into debt for it. Like they get a credit card or something, they pay for their vacation that way. So they're trying to figure out other ways. So they're looking to expand Disney World, add more rides, add more things to try to thin out the crowds a little bit. So I think some of it is their policies, what they've done. They're trying to slow down the traffic. Because they know it's just too much. Because what they want is people to leave with a good experience, not just say, we went.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Zelensky of Ukraine is set to meet with President Biden today, a day after lashing out, saying NATO's lack of timetable for Ukraine's membership was absurd. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul telling Fox,
he has the audacity to be so brazen as to tell us we better speed it up. I'd say that's audacious. I'd say that's brazen, and I'd say it's not very grateful for the $100 billion that we've given him so far.
Virginia Congressman Betten Klein and other House Republicans getting ready to grill FBI Director Christopher Wray.
To investigate parents who want to testify at school board meetings, to investigate potentially Catholics who simply want to exercise their freedom to worship. So he's got a lot to answer for.
That hearing set for 10 a.m. Eastern. And the manhunt for escaped inmate Michael Burham continues this morning. Officials say he's likely in the same area of the Northwestern Pennsylvania jail. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 77 right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's now co-sponsoring an effort led by a group of Democrats to block the sending of cluster bombs to Ukraine.
These cluster bombs will not end the war in Ukraine. Let's look at the countries where cluster bombs have been used. Laos, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria. Cluster bombs are features of the world's bloodiest and most inhumane wars. Some of the longest.
Gaetz says California Representative Sarah Jacobs has now introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which would stop the weapons transfer. He says the cluster bombs will not end the war in Ukraine and will not build a more stable country. The House expected to vote on the NDAA sometime this week. HCA has officially broken ground on a new emergency care center in Santa Rosa County. That's expected to be opened by early 2024.
Unfortunately, people are choosing to not go to their primary care physicians. And we're not making people do that. We want them to go to their primary care physicians. But if you're like me, you only go because your spouse told you to go. And so if that's the world we live in, then this is the business model that evolves around it.
HCA Florida West CEO Gabe Bolero says the facility includes 11 patient beds and lab and imaging services. It'll be located on Highway 90 at the Pea Ridge Connector. The 24/7 facility will be called the HCA Florida Pea Ridge Emergency Room. Well, the new school year starts in less than a month now. Santa Rosa County says they've still got almost 200 job openings they have to fill.
An instructional position includes anything from a classroom teacher to an out-of-classroom teacher to include a guidance counselor, a resource teacher, gifted personnel, even down to athletic coaches.
And that is district spokesperson Dr. Tanya Shepherd. The district says they have jobs open in all 38 schools across the district. And the school district says it's not unusual to have job openings leading into a new school year, but they are actively recruiting to fill those positions as quick as they can. Escambia County investigators still working two fatal shootings that happened over the weekend.
Again, we're still putting some of the pieces together. These don't appear to be random. In fact, very few of the ones that we have are random. There is a basis for all of them. I'm not saying that it's a good one, but I can tell you that these were targeted events. These are either spontaneous arguments that escalate to gunfire, or they're targeted events.
And that is Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says the two homicides don't appear to be connected in any way. They happened only hours apart last Saturday, the first at Mooring's apartment, the second at Chaser's Bar and Liquor Store. And Sheriff Simmons plans to talk more about gun violence in the community and maybe talk a little bit about solutions and what they can do this Thursday at the gun violence roundtable discussion. That's going to be had at the Brownsville Community Center. And ECAD buses are now equipped with free Wi-Fi. County Mass Transit Director Rodriguez Kimbrough says it's a game changer for commuters here in the area. He says they can now use their travel time to catch up on emails, attend virtual meetings, or stream their favorite shows or other entertainment. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
I love how Bobby makes it worse. He has the same gift Andrew does. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. Accident on Highway 98 in Navarre. Now, this is in front of the Walmart Supercenter east of 87, but it has been moved off to the side, so it shouldn't cause you any problems. Now, if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
More scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 92. Temperatures dropping overnight Thursday near 79 degrees. From the First Warning Weather Center, this is meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
78 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Just about every big company has dipped its toes into the AI waters by now, and as rival consulting giants like PricewaterhouseCoopers and Accenture make large-scale artificial intelligence commitments, KPMG is taking the plunge too. It's investing at least $2 billion with Microsoft to co-develop cloud and generative AI tools. The firm says all of its businesses, audit, tax, and advisory, will be impacted by the new products. Tesla has agreed to pay $6 million to settle a class action lawsuit over the company's solar roof system. The suit was brought by customers who faced sudden price hikes after agreeing to install the architecturally appealing solar roof tiles at their homes. But the hikes were no chump change. A lead plaintiff in the suit saw the price in his original contract double to $146,000. On Wall Street, traders are waiting for the Labor Department's June report on consumer inflation, due out in about an hour. Right now, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Morning News. I'm just filling in for Andrew until Tuesday. So if you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Earlier, we were talking about how the city of Pensacola switched 87 of their vehicles that are already running on natural gas. They're switching them to renewable natural gas. And I was saying, I didn't really understand how that works. Apparently, they somehow capture the methane from the landfill. And that's what they're using to power the vehicles. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I've always been very big into renewable things, sustainable energy and stuff like that. I just didn't realize you could get it from, like, you power a vehicle from fuel, from fumes, from our garbage. And I got a text here that says, Bobby, you should take a tour of the landfill where they capture the methane from decaying garbage. They've been using it for many years to power a huge generator for electricity there. That stuff's cool. That's pretty neat right there. Then we got another text pertaining to one of the national news stories that's going on pertaining to the Ukraine and NATO and all of this stuff. Republican obstructionism against Ukraine is really ticking me off. And I'm saying that as a Republican. The short-sighted ignorance of the geopolitical implications of not countering Russia and aggression is infuriating. And so, yes, I know you've got in the Republican Party alone, you've got a group of people who feel like we have to stop Russian aggression at all costs. But then you got another group of people who says, no, we need to remain neutral and we just need to strengthen our own defense in case they try to do something against us. And I think there would be more people willing to fight Russian aggression in this scenario if we had not been dealing with the Afghanistan war and the war on terror for so long. I think people are just burned out. Even Republicans just completely burned out from the just war. There's not been a break for so long. And so they're just going, hey, yeah, so Russian aggression may be worse than this or worse than that, but not willing to, you know, not willing to try to do anything about it because just war burnout, for lack of a better word, better phrase. There is coming up here in about 10 minutes. I do want to cover some of the top stories from the Associated Press, including like what's going on with the Ukraine as well. Out-of-state driver's licenses. So a new law went into place here in the state of Florida. If you just moved here from one of these four states and you have not obtained a Florida driver's license yet, you may want to go do that ASAP. The four states are Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont. Oh, wait, did I say four states? I meant five. Or Hawaii. I can't count. Whatever. Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Hawaii. If you have a driver's license for any of those states and you've not gotten your Florida driver's license yet, you may want to get those because as of, I believe, Saturday, those driver's licenses are no longer recognized in the state of Florida. And I know we have a lot of people here from Hawaii because they're in the military. You know, they get assigned over here and they just keep their Hawaiian driver's license. Yeah, won't work anymore. You get pulled over, it's the same as not having your driver's license. And so this is the thing pertaining to this. Why? Like, why do they say, okay, all of a sudden these other driver's licenses don't work for our state? The reason is because those states now have ways for illegal migrants to obtain a driver's license. So they're not a legal resident of the country. They can obtain a driver's license in Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Hawaii. So the state of Florida doesn't want illegals driving on the roads. And so they're saying we won't know that if they've got a driver's license from one of those states. So therefore, those driver's license the states from those driver's licenses from those states are no longer considered valid in the state of Florida. So pretty big right there. Kind of surprising. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. Speaking of traffic with Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
Absolutely. Taking a look. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns. We see an accident in Highway 98 Navarre in front of that Walmart Supercenter. This is east of 87 in Navarre 98, but it has been moved off to the side, so you shouldn't have any problems getting where you're going. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here about the we're talking about Ukraine, and I was saying how the reason why I think there's a split in the Republican Party now, where many don't want to really support Ukraine at all. Some want to do light support, and some want to, you know, throw in a full support and go fight Russia and push back against Russian aggression. And I'm saying, I think the reason why there's even a split at all is because, I mean, there's always this libertarian wing of the party anyway that's like, no, let them fight their own battles. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that wing. I'm talking about, like, there's other Republicans who normally would be A-OK with trying to fight Russian aggression who aren't right now. And I think it's because they're just burned out because the Afghanistan war lasted for so long. The fight against terrorists lasted for so long. People are just, like, burned out from war. Got Texas fair and valid point. Unfortunately, that's how security threats are. They never happen conveniently. Amen to that. And then going back to the driver's license thing, I used to have a Hawaii driver's license. I kept my Hawaiian license for a while because I could get discounts in hotels when I visit Hawaii. Oh, I guess you could probably still get your Florida driver's license. You don't have to turn in your driver's license from your other state, do you? I can't remember.
No, I don't think you do.
I don't think you do. So you can still keep it when you go back to Hawaii. So, yeah, I think that would work out at that. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Southern border apprehensions and gotaways totaled over 135,000 in June. Yeah. So the gotaways, once again, is the term from the Customs and Border Protection that says this is the number of people that they actually know and were reported illegally entering the ports of entry who intentionally tried to evade capture. So the total gotaways is 32,000. So like that's the ones they know. This is not the ones that got into the country without them knowing. So the total apprehended or gotaways was 135,000. So the actual gotaways was 32,000. So they actually apprehended 102,000 individuals. That's pretty, it's pretty good numbers. Percentage wise goes, that's just a lot of people. Now, apparently this is a 300% increase from 2020. 300% increase from 2020. Whew, so we're still having an issue down there on the border. Has not lightened up at all. One of the issues that there's people are becoming more aware of as it pertains to the border and why we need to secure the border is because a lot of these people being coming across the border are not coming here willingly. They're actually being trafficked. And trafficking is becoming a bigger and bigger storyline. That movie Sound of Freedom, we talked about it on Monday. It's exploding around the country as people are watching it and becoming aware of child trafficking. And Ashley Moody, our attorney general, a few days ago, came out and called on Mark Zuckerberg to respond to the, quote, stunning and disturbing findings of a statewide investigation that found Meta platforms are being used more than any other social media by human traffickers. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. And so according to the Florida State report, over half of all reported incidents on social media platforms were involving those Meta platforms of some sort. So tops was Facebook, then Instagram, and then after that it was Snapchat. And then I ain't even heard of these things. Skip the Games? What the heck's that?
I don't know.
Mega Personals? Never heard of it. Cash App? Oh, yeah, I know Cash App. I use Cash App all the time.
I like Cash App.
How's trafficking involved. I don't know.
Well, they're probably paying money for doing Cash App, don't you think?
Oh, I guess they're using it for to
pay. Send money. Maybe. That's I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. So it's not necessarily that's how they're obtaining people or tracking people or whatever. Yeah. TikTok's on there. Grindr rounds out the top 10. So, okay. That's from the statewide investigation, by the way. And but let's finish this story with some good news. How about that? When it comes to trafficking, according to a Florida legislative watchdog, human trafficking numbers were down last year. So, hey, there you go. So got a little bit of progress going on right there. It seems like every year it's like it's worse this year. It's worse this year. Worse this year. Now all of a sudden good numbers. It actually dropped down so a little bit. Here's a terrible story. Poor little rattlesnake in New Mexico had to have emergency surgery. The rattlesnake was trying to swallow a mouse. Unfortunately, that mouse was already trapped in a mouse trap. And so the rattlesnake swallowed the mouse and the mouse trap all at once. And I was a little poor surprised guy. To find that they gave him emergency surgery. I'm like, why? It's a rattlesnake. Cut its head off. Eat that sucker. I don't know what the problem is here. It's just, why? Rattlesnakes do not need to be rescued. Don't give me that look, Candy. I can see.
I'm not. Oh, what state did it happen in?
New Mexico. They got plenty of rattlesnakes.
I was going to say, there's your answer. Yeah. Having never been
but they
there.
Don't need to be rescuing rattlesnakes. It's just, that don't make any sense to me.
Please rescue me.
Yeah, that's what it's doing.
Please, sir.
That's not the rescue sound.
Some more. I don't know. Yeah, rattlesnakes scare me.
Yeah,
a lot.
Freaky.
Yeah, I thought they'd be like in the movies, but yeah, they have them around here.
Oh, yes, yeah. They do. Actually, just talked to somebody last week who said, well, at least we don't have rattlesnakes here. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I didn't think we did either.
Copperheads,
until
we got cotton mouths,
came
we got
up on one.
And we got rattlesnakes.
Yeah, and they don't shake like in the movies. Like, they're like, yeah, it's like, I'm going to die. Yeah.
They'll shake if they get enough warning. But, you know, if they don't see you, they just bite you.
They kill you.
So. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, coming up here next, I'm going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Going to get a traffic on the fives with Candy, and I'll come back to read your texts.
Okay. Taking a look around, we see one accident, and this is Highway 98 in Navarre. Right across from the Walmart, as I understand, and it looks like it has been cleared off, and this is east of 87. We also have a text, long line at the front gate of Whiting Field, too. So be careful there. Be careful wherever you are, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple texts here rolling in, basically saying, no, you cannot keep your Hawaiian driver's license. You're not allowed to have an active license in more than one state, so you do actually have to turn in your license.
Yeah, but not if you, quote-unquote, lost it.
Yeah.
So that you can use it at a hotel.
You can still use it when you go back to visit Hawaii. Yeah. And yeah. Like, oh, I don't have my driver's license with me. Yeah. I got another text here. It says, Bobby, U.S. libertarians aren't Republicans. No, look, the Republican Party has libertarian-leaning individuals in the party. And yes, there's a Libertarian Party who, like, they're just full-on libertarian. But there's libertarian-leaning people in the party, like Rand Paul would be an example I would give right there. And then the rattlesnake will be nurtured back to health and then released into the rattlesnake petting zoo in Milton.
Come here.
I just don't, you know, I'm not a fan of rescuing rattlesnakes. No. I'm a fan of eating them, though. It's good eating.
Oh. Have you ever, you probably never had a snake as a pet?
No.
Okay.
Never had a snake as a pet, but.
My college roommate did. But that's the thing. You get used to these snakes, and they're so friendly and sweet, and then you see one in the wild, and you're like, oh, who's the baby, Anna? Oh.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. And then you get.
And then I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
True story.
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Is it too late to adopt an emotional support rattlesnake? Is that, yes, that what we're doing? President Biden said to me today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the NATO summit. Zelensky arrived in Lithuania yesterday after criticizing the alliance for not delivering a clear time frame for inviting Ukraine to join NATO. A private Chinese space company has now launched the world's first methane-fueled rocket. The rocket successfully blasted off from northwest China earlier this morning. The successful launch could place China ahead of some rivals such as SpaceX and Blue Origin in the race to develop space vehicles that are cheaper, safer, and more environmentally friendly. And Republicans have a new idea for how to take Washington politics out of the FBI. Bobby, they want to pack them up and move them to Huntsville, Alabama.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan wants to strip the FBI of funding for a new headquarters unless it relocates to the mid-size Alabama city of Huntsville. The Huntsville proposal, which Jordan plans to attach to a coming appropriations bill, is unlikely to become law, but it does mark Republicans' latest efforts to force changes at the FBI. Jordan argues that investigators would be less likely to be infected by what he sees as liberal politics if the Bureau were based in the deep red of Alabama. Members of both parties for decades have promoted the idea of moving federal workers and agencies out of the Washington area for both political and economic reasons. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
So be interesting to see where that one goes.
Huntsville is one of those places on the list still for the Space Force.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Locations,
and it's cool. Have you guys been?
Oh, yeah.
To Huntsville?
Yeah,
have you been to Huntsville?
I've been through. I haven't stopped. But
We stayed so we could go to the museum and yeah, stuff. But yeah, all of the engineers are there from 60s, 70s, yeah. 80s. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. So it actually wouldn't be far-fetched to have FBI headquarters there because SpaceX might be there and you got some other things going on there. So. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Congressman Matt Gaetz co-sponsoring an effort to stop the Biden administration from sending cluster bombs to Ukraine. We'll tell you about it after Fox News at News Radio.